with your Earth electronics.
Now, when you do, I hope you let the people at Langley know how to do it.
I think the ones at Langley are the ones who did it.
The ones at Langley are probably the less informed. I have reason to believe that there are some Soviets that are far, far more capable of electronic eavesdropping equipment than running.
Oh, yes, right.
Right, our own team.
Right from the cosmosphere. You've got some catching up to do, too.
Absolutely.
But it'll come in its own time. Anybody in here now want to interrogate him a little bit? Let's please not ask him where his intended locations will be or anything. He'll be well protected when he comes through here. How are you feeling physically?
I feel quite well. I still have certain problems. I have chest pain. I still have some angina, residual angina from before the surgery, because the lower portion of the heart is not operative. But for all practical purposes, I'm ready to go back to work.
Well, let me explain to you, to put your mind at rest, about ischemia and necrosis. Anytime you have to cut the vessel, you are destroying the collateral circulation to heart muscle.
Yeah.
And it just happens, and it happens every time. And if you can get past that, you see, if we could have you on Diandrion or something, we could wash that out easily. But you have to both put up with the necrosis, which is a gangrene, and slough off the dead tissue.
Yeah.
So just hang in there. You're going to make it. I mean, you've gone through, regardless of how it seems at the moment, you have gone through worse.
That's true. I remember the good times and the bad times and lows. It was considerably worse.
Well, just remember the bad times in proper perspective, because having gone through a deep anesthetic, as was required for this procedure, you're going to be having an incredible number of flashbacks, and your mind is going to go to the most heinous of them. You are programmed to do that. You do know, of course, you bear a chip from your big brothers, and they will try to continue to manipulate that chip.
Yeah.
You call in the light of God. Don't mistake it and call it anything else. And you will be able to counterbalance that frequency. It is a radio electronic frequency, a laser frequency. And just pull in the light, and you will be able to counter that. And you'll be able to handle those visions, because the point would be now to drive you crazy with the visions, and then you begin to become so remorseful that you kill yourself in some way. That is not acceptable either to yourself or to the command or to God. So let's not let them do it.
Okay. I read you in the affirmative.
All right. Please, someone else ask him. He's...
I just want to express a feeling in my heart of such... I don't have anything, words to put to it, but I feel so divine or whatever, of your whole story and where we're at now and the unfoldment. I have nothing, I don't know, maybe this is what hallelujah is. I just wanted to say something like that. Thank you.
Could you hear that?
I heard the gentleman, yes.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, we have not gone into the entire story as to what has transpired, because we'd still be sitting around the table for the next 3 or 4 days.
Yes.
And as you've indicated, there's no reason to rehash old occurrences. Let's go on to something new.
Well, and let us share some of those experiences so that they unburden you and allow the group to take up some of that burden.
Okay.
This team that you're moving into, or you will simply be reminded of, because you've already experienced this, is incredibly geared to helping you take that burden. And I want you to know personally that healing persons who absolutely do not understand or know their overall purpose here, from Illinois to Texas to Oregon, to everywhere, Gunther. They are sending healing to you. And I know that you're responding to it. The main thing is they're sending their absolutely devoted love to you. And they are sending complaints to everywhere else. They are really making a nuisance of themselves everywhere.
I think Governor Carnahan will vouch for that.
Yes, I'm sure he will, as will your physicians. We had one, you know, who called totally distressed, saying, I called the physicians as a physician, and I could have done some good. They would not even call me back. They certainly wouldn't. They removed themselves from your case, I believe. I remember.
Yeah.
So, I have to have this expression so that ones out there who have made this effort see the results that can be carried through if ones will but take the time and intent of God's service to do this. And it's our appreciation. It might not have been your plan, and you may not understand it, that you would be willing to go through this to accomplish what must be accomplished here. Is there anything else anyone here would like to say? Is there anything you would like to ask me or this group, Gunther?
As far as connection with Austria, the banking and the information of setting up new accounts, that's quite simple there, by the way. Fortunately, we have some very good advisors in place already.
Well, we had enough faith in you as an imposter. We're going to have fun the rest of this day, and we'll make sure that we get these tapes to you along with the written information, because you're going to have fun too with
Thank
it.
You.
As a remarkable imposter, having fooled the entirety of the administration, the CIA, the FBI, all of those clandestine operations, the OSI.
Don't forget the nuclear command at Offutt.
Oh, the nuclear command at Offutt, yes. Well, we're going to deal with that one pretty extensively. I'm glad that you did remind me. And I think that you are quite remarkable. And if you don't mind, sir, as an imposter having done such a remarkable job, I would like you on my team.
Thank you. I graciously accept
that. All right. We understand each other then.
Absolutely.
Now go back and get some rest. And you will check with Ray Ellen to find that if you don't follow my instructions, I will take out your telephone. I removed her fax quite conveniently.
I heard about that.
She's getting overextended. We have
long messages.
Well, we have sent her some recovery items, and I believe that she will listen, and I believe that she'll be in good shape by the time you can make it out here, at least as good a shape as you.
All right.
Sounds that
good.
May be not saying much, but on the other hand, it's hopeful.
I think so. I think we're there at this time.
Take care. Keep your ears open.
Thank you very much.
Hold. Question.
Yes.
Did you hear Audrey?
Audrey, I heard you. Yes, I did.
All right.
You know, when wifey hears this tape, she's going to go absolutely bananas, because she told me, when you get home, you will have nothing to drink ever again. No.
Well, that's because you've done such silly things while you work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do look forward to it, Audrey, I assure you.
Maybe one.
Pardon?
Maybe one.
Yeah,
we'll we'll override Ray Ellen.
One good one.
Yeah, the whole bottle.
No, just one big 8-ounce glass.
Right. We have now established and created drops that neutralize the alcohol so that it doesn't interfere with the Andreana. And so if you get drunk, it may give you a headache. It will not damage your liver. It will, however, get you in trouble if you try to drive. So we'll keep you somewhere parked.
Quite frankly, I don't propose to drink that much anymore, ever again, you know, because I can't handle it. If I drink to the point where I lose control of my mental faculties, I quit.
Yeah, well, it's very wise.
Pardon?
Everybody grows up. It's very wise.
Yeah.
I believe we're through.
All right. Thank you very much, and I will be in contact with all of you as soon as I'm released here.
Well, blessings. We're right there with you.
Thank you very much.
I salute you, sir. Good day.
Thank you. Good day.
Bye, Gunther.
Bye-bye. You guys. Take care.
Don't you feel good? Revel in it, precious ones. You're going to get some more really, really good ones. But let's enjoy our first ones. There's so many things going on that you will have some good ones. You come under assault and it's hard. And it's hard to recognize that you have any protection, because you're still just learning how to call in your protection. And you ones are having to go through this incredible period of time of awakening, not to what is going on. That's the reason you're here. That is just remembering. But awakening into what we must do. And you're going to find you have really incredible teammates all over, everywhere, also awakening. It's an exciting time to be experiencing. An exciting time. A blessed time. And no matter what you perceive is coming down and how heinous it may be, you must look beyond and never lose the goal. Beyond. Never lose the goal beyond. It's sort of like taking care of your health while you're stumbling around in these bodies. If you want your body to function well for you, you must attend it. On the other hand, you're going to have to move from the physical environment of intaking things that feed, balance, and nurture just the physical into a step up of the movement into that which will allow you to express in both dimensions enough that you can move on. Because you're not going to have the privilege of making this transition an awful lot of you without the body. You think at this point that is just an asset, a plus. No, it is a mandatory necessity. And when you get to that point, you're not going to feel it is a plus. So you must be awakening to all things. And it's hard. It's hard to manage it because you go into mental overload. And the point of the adversary making the incredible things coming down against you so violent, so vicious, so incomprehensible as to just kick you into mental overload. And that puts you in a mental trance. And when you kick off into that trance, they start programming you. And the only thing I know to counter it is at the same level. Use the tapes we make available. This is why they don't want hypnosis talked about in the churches. This is why it is considered evil. It is also the only way you're going to deprogram. Well, I'll tell you right now, Dorma's sitting here and she says, well, I might be a good hypnotherapist, but I don't want any part of this. You are it. You understand. You ones are it. And if not you, who? Use every tool. Don't confront yourself and say, oh, I don't need it. I'm with God. It's all okay. It is not okay. And as long as you have a conscious mind, it can be programmed and will be. Use the tools. Use the tools. We're efforting through the Gyandriana, and now the drops that we will be introducing this week in the paper. I believe by the end of the week, as soon as labels can be acquired, they will be available for you. They will cover alcohol, white refined sucrose sugar, caffeine, and nicotine. Oh, does that mean we can drink, eat, be merry, and nothing happens to my body from henceforth? No. It means that the Gyandriana or the Dhyana in the program mixture will bind instantly. Instantly, as you stir that cup, molecule for molecule, DNA for DNA, it will be programmed, it will bind instantly all caffeine in that cup of coffee. That means you're going to take it into your body anyway. So what happens? Does that mean that it is totally neutralized? Not necessarily. It does mean that the majority of it is totally neutralized. But what we are after is that now you will not change the frequency of the Gyandriana that you are taking else times. What happens with caffeine? It is the toxic substance in a cup of coffee, for instance. And there is some caffeine in decaffeinated coffee, so don't fool yourselves. With cigarettes and nicotine, the most damaging thing that you're putting into your body is tar from the smoke and opium from the wrappers. So we are programming that we will use for nicotine with the entire wrapping and filter system. That does not mean that it will do anything to tar. It will not even bind with tar because you will not have tar until you have burned it. The next batch that we have, I will ask someone to smoke a cigarette so that I can use that filter to program for tar. But that is also a foreign substance that adheres to the lung tissue. But it does not necessarily have to pull down the frequency of your Gyandriana, as Gyandriana then targets the foreign body. So we can neutralize a lot of the damaging things from just what comes within your body ignorantly or intentionally. I'm not out here to stop your vices. And any one of those items in a small amount will not damage you anyway. However, they are toxic. They are pollutants. They are toxic pollutants. And the minute they are intaken, the body will focus on it. And the Gyandriana, already merging into a cell, will spend its energy or expend it. It will immediately drop the frequency of the Gyandriana that we have been boosting up. It'll pull the whole system down in frequency, while the Gyandriana targets first, the invader of a toxic substance. So the Gyandriana working at clearing out debris, let us say, from viruses, bacteria, whatever may be in that cell, will stop what it's doing, turn its entire focus to the new toxins coming in. This will stop it. This will stop it. Why will it stop it? And don't we want it destroyed? It will be destroyed because when it meets your DNA in the cell, it will be changed. And all debris will be sloughed off. It's going to happen anyway. If you taste it, it's going to be a very mild electrolyte taste. I like to equate it to what you might be using as Beano for gas. This is something you put on cabbage or you put on bread or whatever it is that is a gas-forming substance. It is really something that binds the mechanism, the enzymatic or catalytic mechanism, conversion mechanism into the various sugars. And a byproduct of many products, like cabbage or beans, is a gas formation. Does it mean that if we put this on our cabbage, it will do something to the conversion process? Yes, we can target it. I'm not interested in that right now. You've got Beano, and it doesn't work for most. Or we could program Beano by the gallon. And it'll work better. We're starting with the four most critical ones. And yeah, it's a secret formula. I didn't say private, I said secret. So I may ask various and sundry ones of you to produce some crazy things for me, like burn cigarettes. If you don't smoke, don't worry about it. There are enough of you that do, is why I am producing this for you. Now, obviously, it's not going to do to put drops on the end of your cigarette, is it? Of water. It probably would be a lot better for you. But on the other hand, knowing you smokers, you're pretty faithful to your habit. So you're going to burn it first. So what I ask you to do is for smoke tobacco that you just put a few drops, 3, 4, 5 at the most, 2 at the least for a cigarette, 5 for a cigar. Most of you ladies won't be bothered with that. There are two things you can do with a cigar. And that is, you can either put it on your tongue or you can, after you get it all nasty and wet on the end, is just drop it on the end of that cigar. For smokeless tobacco, like all those ball players have to have, for goodness sakes, just put it onto the wad of tobacco and put it in your mouth. It will not nearly be as obnoxious as you using that stuff. It will work equally well for snuff. If you cannot bring yourself to put it on that wonderful dry wad of anything, wait till it's soaked up and just drop it over there. It will not change the taste at all. It will not change the taste at all. At the very most, even using it on sugared items or refined sugar items, and I'm going to go with one for refined wheat. I don't want those radicals. I call them radicals. I don't know what your scientists call them, but these to me are free radicals floating around just being nothing but toxic bothers. And they immediately pull your frequency down. They immediately give you indigestion. They immediately begin to damage the body the minute you take them in. I've got to neutralize that, friends, or you are negating so much of the use of your Gyandriana that we're not going to be able to kick that frequency on up there where we need to reach. And I'm not going to expect you to stop eating your chocolate cake. Hear me. I will attend what's in the chocolate cake. It won't keep you from getting fat. I can deal with that differently, too. And I know that we'll sell a bunch of that. But not the Wally. And while I'm on the subject of Wally, he keeps asking, you know, well, you said gain weight, and I'm trying. You will never gain weight as long as you are drinking as much water as you are. You're damaging your body. If you are feeling a need, your body is urging you to drink as much fluid as you are drinking, Wally, get yourself to a doctor. You may very well have diabetes mellitus. You will have to look within. Take the diagnosis tape, go within and see what is wrong. But these become habits, and you have to be very, very careful, because your gurus and your teachers out there, your health teachers, your aerobic instructors, and your diet faddists and your food faddists will give you wrong information. You can drink too much water, and you will go into H2O overload. And that is very, very damaging to the brain. It is as damaging to the brain, if those kidneys plug up at all, as total fluid deprivation, which is used in brainwashing. So be careful. Everything in moderation. Look at why you do a thing, what you are doing. And if it's for, quote, a religious experience, and it is offset by whatever is negative, that too has to be confronted. I'm not here to get you off anything. You must find your balance. But you see, Wally communicates with me more than almost all of you. And he's asking me these questions. And consequently, I feel free to respond to him in public, something that is so magnificently important to all of you. I don't have any drops past hydrogen peroxide or an oxygenator to render that water bound. I would not want to do that if I had it, because obviously water overload to the system is bad. And you are putting in a liquid that does not match the cellular fluid, and it's going to pull cellular fluid out. So if you have a great need to intake that much fluid, make it an electrolyte-based fluid, so that at least the osmotic balance will allow easy passage.
Orange juice and carrot juice?
Oh, they're excellent.
That's all right?
Yes. Let me just respond to him just briefly longer. You see, what is usually happening is that ones will take coffee, tea, carrot juice, apple juice, whatever, and then they will add 2 or 3 gallons of water separately. Don't do it. At the very least, 2 gallons of water a day is sufficient for anything. and you're going to have to count those other liquids. You do not want to overload that body. You will wear out your kidneys. It sounds good to wash them out and cleanse them, but you are really, really working that body. Now, please.
Thank you. The question, now, the common everyday foods that we use, is there anything that is detrimental, towards gandana, or not as good, maybe that was better maybe, just like meat. Meat, lower the frequency, or beans increase the frequency, well, lettuce is more beneficial, or carrots be detrimental. I love those lines.
No, in moderation, there's very little of your ordinary diet that is bad for you, including meat, including red meat. What happens with red meat is its processing, what is fed to that animal from which you get this red meat. These particles that are still circulating in that blood supply and what is released at death or fear or whatever reason might be present. So great massive amounts of it would be detrimental. And yes, some of these things will pull down the frequency or just kind of log up the body. But you have to have protein. And there are some substances that you can hardly get anywhere else than from meat. B12 is the first that goes begging in a vegetarian diet. And if you go on what is called an exclusive or full vegetarian diet, you are really damaging yourself because B12 has no way. Oh yes, there are many things that you can do to set that off. But once again, you have to know, and I hear what you're saying, and I know that you know what you're talking about. And I honor that, but we are having to deal with the masses of people who really cannot afford to go out and have Oxytocin and all of these other wonderful things. And what I am trying to do is at a reasonable cost begin to allow people who have not these choices to be able to get the value of it. And also to supply in their programming or their program or their, what are we going to call this thing, this carton of stuff? Well, we'll call it program. We are doing several things. We are wanting them to use spelt. It has such incredible qualities, but it also has a major quality of being good roughage. It will help clean out that system as the Gyanrayana is beginning to work and sloughing off everything. I want cranberry juice. I want apple juice because of the specific places these work. And we can get into all sorts of discussions about, well, wouldn't a good glass of cabbage carrot juice work better in some of these things? Yes, it would, possibly. But Mary Doe is going to more apt to have a little cranberry juice cocktail, or apple juice available. And those are specific to the bile system, the gallbladder, which is detoxifying the liver and the kidneys to keep stones from forming and to go ahead down and clean out and keep in good tonal shape and good balance the urine bladder. It'll stop little infections, little cystitis. So we have to always keep in mind what is most available to people. So the next thing would be, well, why don't we just push Gyanrayana into this massive market? Because you wouldn't get it. They'll stop you. They're already after Merkel. They're going to stop Merkel. At least from the part, only part of his program that was really doing much good. You were getting the Condrianos, all right, the little Drianos. And they have already boosted up, you know, the frequency. But they had removed all those living cells from it before you got it as crystal light, or life, whatever he was calling it. Now they're going to get him probably on mail fraud because he's been selling injectables from Mexico, but he's been shipping them out of Texas. And what they will do or how extensively they will attack him depends on the NAFTA agreement. Because so many of these clinics that prior to NAFTA were flourishing well in Mexico, does that mean that you will be able to ship that stuff back into the United States openly? I doubt it. Because these will be healing items and they're trying to kill you, not heal you. So what does that tell you? That probably you're going to have problems below the border. They will move these clinics, say, let us say, on down to Central America, South America, until NAFTA takes over the whole bit. Chile, Peru probably will be the next ones on the NAFTA circuit because those are the places where you have the greatest influx and command over drugs in South America.
Amanda?
Yes.
Question on the carbonated water, does it have a detrimental effect on the
No. No. If I could carbonate it all, I'd do it. Carbonated water is a very healing substance if you take it on a queasy stomach, for instance.
The natural or the
medical? Either one. Either one, because the gas which forms is the same in either one.
Is there a time when this is, you won't have to keep taking this stuff? Is there a time your body will get tired?
If you had a perfect world, but you don't, so I wouldn't suggest it. But I will tell you this, that once you get it in your system, it doesn't take a lot to maintain it. It's going to take quite a bit now, and I don't think... There will come a time when you won't necessarily have to take as much Gondriana, but as far as I am concerned, there will never, ever again in your life, if you can possibly arrange it all, that you are not on Gaialite. And you will be able to survive with Gaialite, spelt, red lentils, and chlorella in perfection. If you can get water for the rest of your experience. That's what we're aiming at, is getting you to where you can. That does not mean I want you all to stop whatever you're doing, because to have a well-balanced well-being, you need all of these things. But I am integrating all of these major, well, all the little ones too. I am finishing off in Gaialite with chlorella and spirulina. They are the whole substance, and I am putting enough basic yeast in there to grow your own bees. Those are bee vitamins, not honeybees. All I'm doing really is programming. And no. You know, for ones who think they can go out and replicate this, even if you have the recipe, you're not going to do it. You are not, I promise you, you will not be able to do it. And therefore, I'm keeping it very quiet. I should correct it. It isn't because I want to be very secretive about it. Donald would love to give it up. It is that you will not replicate it. And that means that you will be utilizing or sending out there for utilization something that is not right. And that will get us into massive trouble. Yes.